Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So what kind of beer did you have? Like, you had a beer. What kind of beer did you have?
Oh, I had a blueberry beer, which might sound kind of gross.
Not kind of.
Well, if you've ever been to Maine, there's some good blueberry beer there. This one is actually a New Jersey beer. There's a brewery called Ship Bottom Brewery. It's at the Jersey Shore. So I drank that. It's good stuff.
Fruit beer. Who knew?
A beer during the week. It's like something I haven't done in years.
Wow.
I'm like a weekend drinker only.
Did you sneak back into the house?
Funny. Hey, let's get into the huddle. How's your week been?
Week's been good. Short week, right? Yes. So we had the long weekend. That was nice.
Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Went by fast. But it was a good week, but it also felt like I saw somebody say a week of Mondays, and it felt like that, like not necessarily in a bad way, but just, you know, I just wasn't able to get into a flow across a bunch of different projects. It just seemed like resetting every morning. So, but anyway, all things said, good. How about you?
Awesome. A little bit of the same, but it's almost summer, right? So I'm happy. I've been getting outside. I think just getting fresh air, going for walks, going for a run just makes me happier. I sat outside for a little bit in the sun yesterday between meetings, and I don't know. I just think the weather can impact my productivity sometimes. So it's been one of those weeks, been busy, but also just excited about all the things. So pretty good stuff.
Nice. So let's move into this week's time of contemplation. The review. Do you have for us?
Yeah, so the review is on me this week. I think we're going to talk about going beyond your vocation to kind of strengthen yourself and your team. So a little bit of a rabbit hole here, and we kind of touched on it last week, but I found this article. It's called "Is the Party Over for Scrum Masters and Agile Coaches?" And basically, the article touches on how Scrum Masters and Agile Coaches are basically being let go in large organizations due to kind of like Agile transformation being complete. And essentially, you know, it's like their job is done there. So now what, right? So I thought about that. I wrote a reaction post called "They Broke the Cookie Cutter" on my blog. And in it, I'm basically saying like, there's no longer space in our industry to be just a really good designer or really good PM or developer. In fact, I think the really good almost qualifies it in that if you're really good these days, you're more than, right? You're a strategic thinker. You have to offer more as more value as a team player. And I guess that led me to this thought of, you know, I've been doing some work where like recruiting and interviewing people more recently, an apprentice, design apprentice. And I found that all of the candidates were offering more, you know, brand strategy, UX design, testing, like just lots of other things that these folks are doing coming straight out of college, straight into their careers. So to me, I'm sitting here thinking, is being more than the way of the future for our industry and people in our industry?
Yeah, you know, at IBM and even at USA, when I was running or involved in the design programs there, very large programs, they used to talk about T-shaped people, you know, where you've got your primary vocational skill. But so if you use a designer, for instance, you may be a designer, but you have some research chops, and you might be able to prototype something, you know, whether that's no code or code. I've heard, you know, other forms of this, like U-shape, pie shape, you know, we're always looking for metaphors, right?
About human-shaped.
Yeah. But just being
human. Because that's what we are. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But I think you're onto something there. And especially with the, you know, where the wind's blowing here, I had someone refer to what they see as the future of their income and what they do for work is going to be more like a quilt, right? So they're going to have to do different things. It might not mean, you know, one day they're or 1 hour they're a designer, the next hour they're a plumber. You know, there's still some relation to this work, but that it's not just going to be like, hey, you have this one job.
Right. And
just feels like just as our parents or a part of more importantly, our grandparents, you know, you didn't have just one job. You had, or sorry, not just one profession and one thing, one vocation, but you had one job, right? For your entire life. And as that's gone away, I think we're just seeing that pattern of kind of erosion of what these norms were and that, you know, pivoting, maybe even just acquiring new skills is definitely going to be more of the norm.
Yeah. I also would say, you know, those older generations, like the robots weren't coming for their jobs. Right. And so if you have any feelings about AI and technology and being in this industry, you know that there are companies out there looking to cut the people that they can. You know, taking it back to the article that started this conversation. And, you know, it's not necessarily just AI, obviously, in that article it wasn't, but just some awareness of like, hey, where are things going? And what does that mean for my role and my livelihood in the future and my talent? Like, where am I taking my talent? I think it's just good to diversify. I also think that, you know, my background's project management. I didn't come into my career as a PM. I came into my career as a writer. And I just sort of like found my way into PM as a way to kind of like show some of my strengths. But I like to do a variety of work. And you and I are doing that at Same Team Partners. We're doing we're doing research. A lot of our work is just grounded in research and strategy. But you know, we're currently working on our business and writing and designing and creating websites and podcasts.
Marketing.
And marketing. Like there's just so much in what you have to do. I mean, as us for us as small business owners, but you know, even as folks joining teams, like to me, it's just diversify, be curious, get excited about doing things that are related to what your real focus is.
Yeah. And I can't not say this, but the irony that the agile scrum masters, right, weren't practicing being agile themselves, right? I mean, that's so, because that's what we're talking about here, right? Is you need to be nimble. You need to be agile. You can't, just, like I said, sit on our vocation and just think that that's going to be what we're, what we all, the only thing we have to do. Right.
I wonder if any of those people were sitting there. I'm so sorry to cut you off. I wonder if any of those people were sitting there in their jobs thinking, I'm not really offering any more value here. Like how many of those people who were laid off actually realized my time is done here. My time is up.
My experience in working with Scrum Masters in the enterprise, I'm sure there were a few, but my guess is the majority of them saw themselves as being, you know, absolutely necessary to keep the factory going.
Yeah.
So
I posted about this on LinkedIn and a couple of people reacted, a couple of PMs, one person saying, well, I did notice that one big company is hiring project managers because Agile is one thing, agile coaches are one thing, but like just keeping things on track is another. And I think that there's always a need for that. There's always a need for a human to help wrangle all of the humans and all of the work and keep things aligned.
Part of the reason for that is because as long as humans are involved, things are going to go off the rails for good or worse. In agile, especially when you've got Scrum Masters, it's not that can't happen. It's just their approach to problem solving is confined within a very rigid framework.
Right.
Which is also why nobody practices agile like it's supposed to be practiced, because it sucks, right? It's too rigid. There's places where it's necessary, like when you go to manufacture an airplane. But when we're talking about a lot of the stuff that agile gets used for, it's just It's so not necessary.
Yep. And I would think that, you know, the person who created Scrum would hear a story like this and say, well, they're just not practicing Scrum the way they're supposed to, because if you followed my damn playbook, you would have all of these very specific roles meeting at these specific times, doing these very exact things. And again, we're humans. We don't necessarily operate like that.
Yep. I
don't pick up a playbook, read it, and think, oh, cool, I will put this into play. Beep, bop, boop. Here we go. That's just not how life works.
It does not. All right. So let's get into the hit list this week.
All right. Am I kicking it off?
You're kicking it off, yeah.
So my first is actually an album I'm listening to. So do you know the band Disclosure?
I do.
Yeah, they had that song Latch with Sam Smith. That's the one that everyone knows. It's a good one. Yep. So they put out an album like a few months ago called Alchemy. And I was listening to it a lot when it came out. And then like a bunch of new albums came out and I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But it was like an awesome gym record for me. Like it's fast. It's like dance music. It gets me running. Like I listen to it and I want to run and I want to work harder. So that's what I've been listening to.
Interesting. So not maybe as much fun, but definitely worthwhile reading. The Harvard Business Review put out an article recently called The Art of Asking Smarter Questions. And in this day and age, I can't think of anybody who doesn't want to be smarter, but especially as AI becomes more and more ubiquitous, you know, throughout everything in the world, I think it's just a good tool set to have of being able to not only question what you're seeing, but even if you're using AI, of how to ask smarter questions.
I like that. Better than asking more questions.
Yes.
My next up is someone I'm following. So following a woman named Jean Kang on LinkedIn. She's a bit of an influencer. It's really interesting to see what she's doing on LinkedIn. So she's a person who worked in big tech. Like I think she's worked at LinkedIn and Meta and large companies like that. And she's offering advice on how to get your next job as a program manager. But I just think the way that she's offering really great advice, but her just her LinkedIn presence and her posts are all just like really, really well done. She's someone I would like to meet. I don't know her. We were connected on LinkedIn, but I was asked to be on a panel recently that she was going to be on and I couldn't do it. And I was so bummed because I do want to meet her and tell her how amazing I think she is.
Nice. So kind of, you know, building on that, I have an article that I wrote for another company that I'm involved in called Jumpship. Mm-hmm. And it's the article is titled, What Would Bowie Do? And Jumpship is to help people become independent, work for themselves. And the article is a tool that I came up with where you create your own imaginary board of directors filled with people that you can channel their thinking or their inspiration, so that in those times when you're working by yourself and you need to just, you know, kind of air quote talk to somebody, you can channel these people and ask questions like, what would Bowie do? Or what would my, you know, other hero, what would Steve Jobs do? Or, you know, name your heroes or, you know, people that inspire you. So it's kind of it's a nifty exercise. I shared about, you know, like what it is and how to do it. And just want to share it with you all.
Cool. Who is your person? Can I ask really quickly?
Well, so it's meant to be a board. So, and I actually have to
go back. Who's the head of your board?
The head of my, I think it'd have to be like, maybe somebody like Jim Avery, who was my mentor in college, because Jim was a very thoughtful guy, but you had to really earn his trust to get through this kind of like grumpy older guy, you know, who didn't want to talk with people who didn't think. And but once you got in to his kind of inner circle, he was a wealth of knowledge and just a wealth of just really smart thinking.
Cool. Love that.
Yeah.
All right. My last one is I've been reading this magazine. It's actually a large format print magazine called Mountain Gazette. It's 11 by 17. It's big and it's full of, it's kind of like a zine. It's a nicely done magazine with contributed articles, really interesting design and great photography, like full spread photography in this giant magazine. So it's kind of like, it's nothing to do with work. It's this intersection of my interests in design and print magazines and kind of like self-published or like contributed content and the outdoors. So really amazing photos, interesting like first person accounts of like hiking and skiing and just good outdoors stuff. So that's what I'm reading. I'll be reading that all weekend.
Nice. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's
so
cool.
My last bit is in response to our earlier conversation about the week and just what you talked about being outdoors. And that's another article, this time in The Atlantic, and it's titled Against Sunscreen Absolutism. And I just stumbled upon this, but it was super interesting because they talk about how recent studies have shown that vitamin D does not work as a supplement and that humans need to have some sunshine in their lives, right? And so I'm hoping that's a segue for our last segment here, but we definitely need some sun exposure, people. We all need it. That's why it makes you happy, Brett. Improves your mindset. It does for me too. And now we have scientific evidence to support that.
Yeah, I mean, not surprising at all. But perfect segue into the high five. So my high five is actually summer and summer Fridays. Like, we're working so much.
You and I
are meeting pretty much every day now, kicking off a new project. Like, I'm ready for maybe afternoons off on Fridays. And a lot of companies do this. Image Conscious Studios does that. I work with them. And it's just a nice little perk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm high-fiving that.
Nice. High five. I'm going to high five. I like this idea. In fact, I'm taking off this afternoon to go to Cannon Beach, Oregon, which is one of my favorite places on the planet. So I'm going to call that my high five of being able to get to go down there.
That's amazing. Have fun. High five on that.
All right.
Cool. Well, have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good week. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing, visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and send them a review. Thank you.